flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to Keefe's keys to championship weekend coming up here in just a little bit. Plus all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We've talked about the Celtics, their loss last night. Terrible. The Bruins, their win. It was actually an important win for the Bees. And not only that they won the game, period, but they won it in regulation. You don't give a point to the Senators. So a good win for them. Marchand's got the throat rips. Is that what it was from McGruber, Keefe?
Yep. He got a good. He was going for a throat rip. He didn't fully execute the throat rip, but he was right there. He's like sizing it up.
Yeah.
He's like, this is what I want to do to you.
This is more Vader-esque.
Yeah.
You know, like kind of just.
Well, Vader would do it. Yeah. Force choke.
Yeah,
like that's called.
Like remotely almost.
Well, like with the force thing with the lightsaber sound behind it.
It's with the force. Yeah.
I was trying to illustrate my. No. If you weren't watching on Twitch,
Jones is all around it. Vader doesn't need to actually grab you because he can use his force.
I don't know why I was trying to drop Star Wars references with you.
It's not
all people. Yeah, I don't know why I tried to do that.
It's not going to work.
But anyway, so we talked some Bruins. Sounds like Jeremy Swayman back on the ice today.
Yep.
A lot about AFC Championship weekend, NFC Championship weekend, some thoughts on the Pats and free agency as well. One thing we touched on when the news happened, it's worth circling back to. Pete Carroll's back in the NFL. Pete Carroll has been hired by the Raiders and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
To be the next head coach in Vegas. He's 73. He's going to be 74 in August. I wouldn't go as far as Adam Schefter, who called it an inspiration, exclamation point, to all out there coaching. I think he'll be the oldest coach of all time is what he's saying. Romeo Crennel, he's going to pass him.
Got it.
But there's a lot of layers to this. I mean, one, Pete was here. There's that connection. Two, it's Brady's hire in Vegas. Three, he's in the NFL and Bill isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is maybe the most interesting aspect to all of it.
Yeah, because when Pete Carroll, Bill Belichick, and Mike Vrabel all got fired the year before, I thought there was a chance all three would be right back without even missing a beat. I thought they would eat. And, you know, Pete ended up being the only one that stayed with his organization. And I don't even know what his role was, whatever. You got to check his LinkedIn for his job description.
It was like an advisor type role that
he got paid by Seattle. He stayed there. Whereas the other two, it clearly wasn't, there was more hard feelings. Right, like Tennessee was like, you're done. New England was like, you're done. And there was like a moving on. I didn't think Pete Carroll was going to coach again. I was like, all right, he missed that year. He's even a year older than Bill, like, or at least 1 year older than Bill,
he's
right?
He's older, yeah.
Yeah, so you're like, maybe he's just done. His name really kind of came out of nowhere to me because he wasn't linked to too many jobs. And then all of a sudden, I think we talked about it yesterday, that he was the favorite for the Raiders. Like, really? And I think Brady and the Raiders probably preferred Ben Johnson, probably preferred Mike Vrabel. And then they end up with Pete Carroll, which is pretty amazing. Now, this is a weird cycle because I didn't like a lot of the names. Some of the guys that have gotten jobs I don't like. Then there's not too many that haven't that I'm like, ooh, that'd be a good guy to grab.
So the only one in that category I can think of is Flores.
I would rather have Flores than Pete.
Me too. But you know why Flores isn't getting a job. It stinks, but he's suing the league. And he's suing the owners. If you're suing the league, you're suing the owners. And so he's not getting a job. I think that blows. Maybe he'll wind up getting what's left, the Saints?
Saints.
And kind of the Cowboys, although everybody seems to think Brian Schottenheimer's going to get
that gig.
Although
it's getting such negative backlash that you wonder if Jerry...
Go get Dion, Jerry.
Please.
Go do it.
Let's do it. For the good of the league.
But, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, but Pete Carroll, like, I mean, I guess, like, you go from... You're still cleaning up the mess of Josh McDaniels.
Correct.
And Antonio Pierce, he turned it around for like a game, right? Everybody was so excited. Like, oh, Raiders, blah, blah, blah. Then they sucked. They got rid of him.
They were big fans of him, but did they even like him, or did they just like the absence of Josh McDaniels?
I think it was more right. Like, hey, that's not who you are. And then, Raiders! And then they went like 1-20 after that, or whatever their record was. Like, they ended up being terrible. So they're still trying to pick up the pieces of that. But like, Pete Carroll, like, I don't know. Like, you're just trying to dig yourself out of the basement, I guess. Is he really the guy that's going to, you're going to compete in that division? You know what is amazing, though? The coaches in the AFC West.
Oh, yeah.
Are Andy Reid, Sean Payton, Pete Carroll, Jim Harbaugh.
It's good.
Like, those are all, like, old
elder
school
statesmen.
Dudes. Like, that have all either been to a Super Bowl or won a Super Bowl. Like, that is a pretty impressive quartet.
It is. So, I mean, look, maybe it tells you about how undesirable that job is to work with Mark Davis. Maybe it tells you that Brady doesn't have the pull we thought.
They're also paying how many coaches?
They're still paying
Gruden, aren't they?
All of them.
They're paying Gruden. They're paying McDaniels. Part of the reason he's here.
Pierce.
They're paying Pierce.
No, Carroll.
And now Pete Carroll. You're right.
And Ziegler. Are they still paying Mike Mayock?
They're paying front office guys too.
Wow.
So, I mean, I don't think Mark Davis is one of the owners with deeper pockets. In fact, I think he's one of the more cash-strapped owners in the league, but clearly what he has, he's spending. He's spending it all on these coaches.
Yeah, seriously. Not on haircuts.
He's paying for a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So it's not a very desirable job, but also maybe Brady doesn't have the pull we think. He couldn't get either of his top two options, which were Vrabel, a former teammate of his, and Ben Johnson.
Well, because, again, quarterback is the most important thing. And when these guys are looking around, it's not, oh, the former great quarterback is part owner. It's like, who's your current quarterback? It's like, well,
but didn't you?
We got Aiden O'Connell.
Didn't you think Elway, and Elway wasn't a part owner, I don't think, but Elway was the team president. Didn't you think Elway had some of that in Denver?
What do you mean?
Some of that pull.
I mean, he got Peyton Manning, but like that's a little bit different.
Yeah, he
never
got like, a big ticket coach. That's true. He got Manning.
Yeah, and then what was the timing with Fox? Did Fox come with Manning, or was he there before Manning? I forget how all that worked out. But because he tried drafting quarterbacks every year, remember? Like Paxton Lynch and Brock Osweiler and like all these guys that were bums.
No, but it felt like Elway had some of that where he was able to sell Peyton Manning on coming. That's not a coach, but he was able to sell the job.
So I think, not that he would even want him, but I think Brady would be able to sell Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson on coming to the Raiders.
But not the coach.
Well, when the coach doesn't have the guy?
Well, there's one coach that...
Well, like Ben Johnson, for example. Yep. Ben Johnson interviewed with the Patriots for Drake May, interviewed with the Bears with Caleb Williams, and then interviewed with the Raiders, but ultimately chose Chicago. And I think if Caleb Williams was playing for the Raiders, maybe Ben Johnson's there.
Well, I agree with that. And maybe that was a factor with Vrabel, too. Shouldn't Brady be able to sell Bill?
Yeah. Now, here's something maybe not everybody thought of.
I don't think Brady wanted Bill. And
do you think Bill wanted Brady to be his boss? I don't know if he would love that.
I don't think he would love it, but would Bill rather have Brady as his boss in the NFL, which is emasculating, or would he rather be coaching the Tar Heels recruiting at effing Xavierian Brothers the other day? He would rather have Brady.
The powerhouse.
He'd rather have Brady as his boss. He'd rather be in the NFL with Brady as his boss, even if that's embarrassing on some level. It's more embarrassing he had to run to a mid-level ACC school and coach.
Oh, basketball school.
Xavierian Brothers. A basketball school.
I get it. Thank you. No, I know. Yeah. No, he'd rather do that still.
I mean, that's what I think.
He also doesn't care about the quarterback. He'd probably love Aiden O'Connell.
No, yeah, that's true. He's like, great, I can win with Gardner.
So you got Max Crosby? He's like, sign me up. He'd be all in on that.
Right, a lot of other coaches
give
come
a rat's
in.
Ass.
Coaches come in, they're like, who's your quarterback? Bill comes in and
didn't
he's like,
ask.
Right, Max Crosby, love that.
Like, he never even asked us about the quarterback. He's not even interested.
Never brought that up. Didn't even talk offense once. Is there a story there that Carroll's back in the league before Bill? I think there is. Why do you think Carroll's back before Bill?
I think he's just easier to work with. Doesn't mean he's better at his job. It just means he's easier to work with. I don't think he's going to demand full personnel. I don't think he's going to hire a staff of all just his old cronies and just like completely rip the thing apart. I think he'll be willing to work a lot more closely with, I forget the guy's name already, but the guy that Brady plucked from Tampa Bay that's now their GM.
Oh, Spytek.
Spytek.
Yeah.
The old Spytek.
Would have been a good fit for Bill.
Would have been great for Bill.
Yeah.
I think Pete will be more willing to work with him. And I think listen on other stuff and do everything else. I think he'll just be easier to work with. I think that's a big part of it. I think you heard a lot of different people saying last year at this time and then even again this year, just teams around the league are maybe a little scared to just turn the whole thing over to Belichick now.
I think Bill would have wanted personnel control, like you said. I think Bill would have been expensive, although I doubt Carroll's cheap. Is Carroll still getting paid by Seattle? I thought he had 1 year left on his deal, so
I don't know.
I don't think he is, but I don't know. I don't know the offset language there and everything else. But I don't think Pete Carroll's cheap. FYI. So maybe that is more neutral with Bill. And yeah, I just think Pete Carroll's probably a lot easier to work. He's less of an a-hole. Older than Bill, but he doesn't feel older than Bill. I misspoke, by the way. He turns 74 in September. So after week one, he'll turn 74. But he's older than Bill. Yeah, I think personality is a big factor there. I don't think Bill is... You can make the case Bill's in college by choice. Some people believe that. Lombardi says it like every week on McAfee.
No, he says it a little too much.
I don't believe that. And no, I don't think that's the
I don't think he wants to be in college, but I think obviously he wants to coach. And so that's what he's doing. Do you think there was ever any possibility that John Gruden went back to the Raiders? He's getting paid for like another 3 years. Or like would the league say no? Or would he say no? Because like, hey, he didn't stick by me. Like, but it's also a different...
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
Because wouldn't that be a better option than Pete Carroll?
I would rather have Carroll.
Than Gruden?
Yeah.
Gruden actually made them decent his last year. It took him a while, but he finally turned around. They made the playoffs that year that he actually got fired.
Maybe I got to look at Gruden's, like, late career Gruden, or like when he came back from the broadcast booth, maybe I got to look at that more, but my first instinct would be I'd rather have Carroll.
So Gruden took over.
74.
Gruden took over in 18, and they won 4 games. Then they won 7. Then they won 8. And then the year he got fired, they won 10 and went to the playoffs.
How on earth did they wait 4 years when he won 4-7-8? They gave him 4 years?
They signed him to a 10-year deal.
I know, but still. But they fought.
Davis was all excited about it. He's like, we got our guy back.
Think of how many coaches. All these coaches had longer deals than they survived in Vegas.
No, I know. No, their team wasn't very strong.
How long? McDaniels had a 6-year deal. He didn't make it through year two.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. They loved Gruden. Gruden was the guy they wanted. There's their top choice.
That's true. You hear that?
What is that? Oh, no.
Championship weekend. Let's get some keys.
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now,
what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, more of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going to win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's keys.
It's Keefe's keys.
Oh, that's right. The keys to the conference championship games. We're down to 4 teams, Jones. 2 games. Both will be played on Sunday. A 3 o'clock and a 6:30 kickoff. So plan your weekends accordingly. Here we go. Keys to the weekend. First, this is the first football playoff weekend that is described accurately as wild card weekend. Features teams that are not wild card teams. The divisional round weekend features matchups that aren't divisional matchups. This time, conference championship is, in fact, conference championship.
Never thought about it that way.
The 1971 punt, pass, and kick participant Andy Reid isn't just the ultimate jock. He's also an accomplished made-for-TV movie and commercial actor. You might remember him in Allstate's Bundle Rooski ad, that other Allstate ad where he steals nuggies, and Hallmark's Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story.
What about the remake Snickers, Great Googly Moogly?
The 6-seed Washington Commanders defeated the 3-seed Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Wild Card Weekend, and the number 1-seed Detroit Lions in the divisional playoffs with a win against the number 2-seed Philadelphia Eagles. Washington can become the 3rd team ever to defeat the top 3 seeds in their conference in a single postseason, and the 3rd 6-seed to reach the Super Bowl. Joining
Eli Manning, Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers in the 2010 Green Bay Packers, and the 2005 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Nice. Look at me.
A lot of trivia in these keys.
Yeah.
Get ready.
More than I remember.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes has a 4-2 record in conference championships and is playing in his 7th title game in 7 seasons as a starter.
I knew that.
Jaden Daniels will be the 6th rookie quarterback to start a conference championship game, joining 5 legends.
Joe Flacco.
Correct.
Matt Ryan.
Wrong.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Correct.
Keep going. Who else?
Mark Sanchez.
Oh, right.
Brock Purdy. And the immortal Sean King.
Sean King. I was about to say Sean King was nice. Sean King wasn't nice.
Sean King was not nice.
No, he wasn't.
The furthest Jaguars left tackle Tony Boselli ever made it in the postseason was the AFC Championship game, where he lost to the Patriots 20-6. Tony Boselli is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but he shouldn't be, according to Bruce Smith. The first NFC Championship game was played following the 1970 regular season after the merger between the NFL and the AFL. The game is considered the successor to the original NFL Championship, and its game results are listed with that of its predecessor in the annual NFL Record and Factbook.
Not in the Jones. I don't count it in the Jones Factbook.
Since the pre-merger, NFL consisted of six more teams than the AFL. A realignment was done as part of the merger to create two conferences with an equal number of teams. The NFL's Baltimore Colts, the Cleveland Browns, and the Pittsburgh Steelers joined the 10 former AFL teams to form the AFC, while the remaining 13 pre-merger NFL clubs formed the NFC.
We had a caller on hold. He didn't stick that wanted to talk about how the Chiefs used to be the Texans.
That's true.
Yeah.
Every NFC team has played in an NFC championship at least once.
Wow.
The Seattle Seahawks, who have been members in both the AFC and the NFC, hold the distinction of appearing in both conference title games. Only the Detroit Lions have yet to win or host an NFC championship game. The San Francisco 49ers have the most appearances in the NFC championship game at 19 and have hosted the most at 11. Both the Dallas Cowboys and 49ers have won the most NFC championships at 8 each.
I didn't realize the Seahawks were football's Milwaukee Brewers. I didn't realize
that. Los Angeles Rams and the Minnesota Vikings are the only two NFC teams to appear in at least one NFC championship game in every decade since 1970.
This is a lot of trivia.
Saquon Barkley enters Sunday's game with 324 rushing yards. Only five players have rushed for over 400 yards in a single postseason. Can you name them?
Yeah, definitely. Sean Alexander.
Wrong.
John Riggins.
Correct.
Emmitt Smith.
Wrong.
Thurman Thomas.
Wrong.
I do.
Marshawn Lynch.
Oh.
It was John Tim Riggins. It was Terrell Davis twice.
That's a good one. I should have got that.
Marcus Allen.
Okay.
Eddie George and Derrick Henry. Which leads us nicely into our final key.
I knew it.
There are no Derricks
playing
this weekend. So if you like Derrick football, you are out of luck.
It was such a handy thing in wildcard weekend to pick by Derricks. It didn't work out
it
last
helped.
Weekend.
Yeah, undefeated wildcard weekend.
Did they all get eliminated last week?
Yeah, they all got eliminated last week. They all went home packing last week.
Derricks took a bath.
Derricks
last
week. Are out.
Yeah, they really did.
Derricks are long gone.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so I think after that, I'm going Chiefs and Eagles, I think, is the way to go.
So also, Commanders are 6-point dogs.
Yeah.
Chiefs line's moving. I'm seeing now 1.5. They're favored by 1.5.
It's moving back. Buying up.
I also saw them get an extra point on the total. Chiefs Bills now 48.5. Commanders Eagles 47.5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pick the Chiefs and the over in that one.
Chiefs and over.
And I'll take the Eagles and over in the first game. I'm hoping for points, points, points.
Okay, nice. Well, after listening to the keys, I think we can all agree that's
That's probably what we're going
to
get.
That's the way to go. Now, a couple of things here.
Yep.
Twitch points out maybe for the first time in the history of the keys, you actually directly responded to me. I'm not sure that might have broken quite a streak.
Is that right?
You had a bit of a perfect game going on.
That's
prior to
true.
That.
Yeah. It was the first response.
Well, sometimes
ever.
It's worth responding to. Other times, it's not.
Like that time Jones wanted a key and you said no.
No, yeah, I don't want Jones to have a key. It's keys.
Also, did you say it was State Farm or Allstate? People are questioning now your keys.
What happens in the keys stays with the keys.
I was surprised that Andy
Reid. He had the nuggies.
Yeah, Andy Reid being the ultimate, not just the ultimate jock.
He is a bit of an actor, isn't he?
Yeah, the Snickers, you were sleeping on the Snickers commercial.
Nah, he's got good range.
Yeah,
he's true. Played it himself really every time.
Yeah.
Yep, the walrus.
I was to say, I enjoyed his work on Animal Planet. Eating fish out of a bucket is what I liked. I don't know if he got a full credit for that, but he should have.
What he applauds himself. Yeah. He a big clap.
Yeah, 50 First Dates.
Yeah, exactly. He was really good in 50 First Dates. He and Rob Schneider had quite chemistry.
So there you go. That's the keys to championship weekend.
There it is.
You're on Jones and Keith. on WEEI. You got thoughts on championship weekend? You can jump in. Maybe we'll take some phone calls coming up. I know we got WEEI afternoon. Yeah, I got Hart. Yeah, I got Fitzy. You got Ted Johnson. We have our clip du jour, which I know we both need to re-listen to.
Oh, yeah, for real.
I need to hear it again.
I mean, we always do, but this time even
But especially so. Today.
Yeah.
We have Nick with all the latest here in trending, and when we come back, it's time for
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's time for
time for grab back here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. How about this? Just into the news desk, a bit of a shocking, at least in my mind, report from Adam Schefter, friend of the afternoon program here. Bobby Slowick, the offensive coordinator for the Houston Texans, who was getting head coaching candidate or head coaching interviews a year ago. CJ Stroud, MVP, talk of the town this year, or rookie of the year, not MVP. This year, Houston's offense took a step back, but they still made the playoffs and won a playoff game. And one of the hot young coordinators out, Houston Texans firing Bobby Slowick.
Okay, so do I need to take a look? I wanted Bobby Slowick as a head coach here last year. I know Scheim was adamant he wanted Bobby Slowick as well. Do we need to take L's on that?
You got to both at least take a lap.
Well, but the Patriots hired Jerod Mayo.
No, that wasn't the right move.
Yeah.
But no. Also,
who do you want instead of Mayo? My answer was Bobby Slowick. Okay. And yeah, I mean, that wasn't a great hire, I don't think, but Patriots also made a bad hire.
You couldn't do worse than Mayo, but it feels like maybe Slowick wouldn't have been much better.
The Texans'
offensive line was really bad. They were missing Nico Collins for over a month. Tank Dell got hurt. Joe Mixon was actually good this year when he was healthy.
Well, I think the issue, and this is more of like a fantasy criticism of that offense this year. I don't know how people really feel that are Texans fans, but I think people were disappointed with how much that team runs and then runs and runs some more after they got Joe Mixon. I think Bobby Slowick's play calls pissed a lot of people off in that way.
Points per game, they went from 13th to 19th. Yards per game, they went from 12th to 22nd. So
that'll happen when you're running for 4 yards a carry instead of 10 yards a throw or whatever.
Joe Mixon is the classic run for 3.7 yards a guy. Even when he was like good at Cincinnati, he'd run for 3.5 yards a carry.
Mixon had a good year. And the Texans, again, were in the same spot they were a year ago. But, yeah, I think that offense got viewed as very unimaginative. They did suffer. I mean, Nick is right. Nico was out for a month, 5 games, whatever it was. Stephon Diggs got hurt after a month and a half.
Forgot about him.
Tank Dell started the year hurt.
Yeah, they had a lot of injuries.
Didn't finish the year. So, yeah, I mean, I would think there were some extenuating. So I'm shocked he's fired, but I guess I'll take the L on him as the next head coach of the New England Patriots. That wouldn't have gone well.
Also weird to do it now.
Yeah.
Like what? I mean, they did play.
They did just get eliminated. Never mind. They could have done it on Monday, I guess.
Yeah, they waited a week. You're right. They did play longer than
Bobby Slowick or Josh McDaniels is your play caller. I think I'm Slowick there.
I don't know. He took a rookie quarterback, but he helped. He got a lot of credit for CJ Stroud's first year, but then like, how much blame does he get for the second year?
Yeah, but Shanahan tree or McDaniels?
Yeah, probably.
I would go Slowick.
Probably Shanahan tree.
I don't feel as good about him as strongly, but I would still rather have him than McDaniels, even though he just got fired.
Right about now, the funk soul.
Grab bag.
All right, so we talked about Pete Carroll going to the Raiders, Aaron Glenn earlier in this week to the Jets, Ben Johnson to the Bears, and the Jaguars, this whole roundabout thing, get Liam Cohen, the offensive coordinator from the Bucs, who kind of was back and forth. Trent Baalke gets fired, so now he goes back to the Jaguars.
Liam Cohen's another guy, this was a real grimy move by him.
Yeah,
like to agree that you're going to come back to the Bucks, probably verbally agree, not sign anything. Although, you know, Bill didn't sign anything when he first got to North Carolina.
He has signed. He signed this week.
True. Yeah, yeah, eventually. But, you know, I'm sure it was just your word, which means, I guess,
stronger than oak.
Technically, you could get out of it from a legal standpoint, but that's still a slimy, slimy move to say you're back. And then the Jaguars fire Trent Baalke, and you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm in. Or the whole thing was in motion anyway, and they're like, would you be interested if we fired Trent Baalke? The thing that continues to jump out of me is you are allowed to fire your GM. Your GM doesn't just need to show up.
It's happened several times.
You know, get coffee, eat lunch, and then go home. Yeah. You don't have to retain him on staff. We've seen a bunch of GMs fired, including Trent Baalke, deep into the process. But yeah, this is, I think ultimately they're getting a talented guy and a good play caller and a guy who I would be interested in as a head coach, but this is a slimy way to do it.
So the Cowboys hiring Brian Schottenheimer isn't official, but it's strongly suggested that they're just going to hire Brian Schottenheimer.
That's gross.
Which, I agree. That leaves only the New Orleans Saints.
Who are they getting?
Maybe they keep Rizzi?
No.
Maybe?
That's Kamara's guy.
Kamara wants Rizzi.
They're not getting, no.
Who I thought the Riz?
I thought Rizzi was going with Ben Johnson to the Bears, I thought, is what I had seen.
Oh, that'd be pretty good.
I thought that's where he's going. Maybe he's waiting for all the jobs.
They overlapped in Miami, right?
Maybe he's waiting for all the jobs to get snapped up. No, isn't it going to be McCarthy in New Orleans? I assume it would be Mike McCarthy. I thought he had done interviews there. I'm trying to think of who else would be in the mix. We mentioned Flores before. I don't know that Flores has gotten interviews. I kind of thought Aaron Glenn was going there. Glenn took the Jets job. I kind of thought that's where Glenn was going to go.
Yeah.
So
is it going to be somebody like Kellen Moore? Or, yeah, Mike McCarthy, Kellen Moore, Joe Brady is in the mix.
Oh, that's another one. Honestly, out of all those guys, I think I'd hire McCarthy.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, I don't like Joe Brady.
High enough floor.
Yeah, Joe Brady, cool. You were better than Ken Dorsey with the Bills, but it's still Josh Allen. It's like come on, what are you going to do with Derek Carr when you had Josh Allen?
True.
Who was the other name you just brought up? Moore, I don't like. Out of those names.
Kingsbury?
I'd go Kingsbury.
You pull him away, especially if they have a good game this weekend?
I'd go Kingsbury there over McCarthy, but those other names, McCarthy.
When it's around 1:30 and the takes continue to stay hot, nice. The Jones and Keefe grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. You're happy now, Jones?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Looks like Ohio State running back Quinshon Judkins going pro.
I thought he was out of eligibility. I didn't realize he had more eligibility left. So
I think every guy can stay in school as long as they want to stay in school.
That's a good point. Since the NCAA is falling apart, they can all get paid. I have no idea where he's going, but I like running back. So I wouldn't take him in the first round.
No.
But if he's a day two guy and the Pats are in the market for a running back, I like Quinshon Judkins.
So did you see this report that came out? Is it On Three Sports? I don't know if you've ever seen them circulating around.
Yeah, that's one of these. Yeah, I don't think it's like a 24/7 or like a Rivals recruiting site, but I think it's kind of lightly in that.
So they had a story today that Ohio State is trying to make sure they can keep their guys. That's the other issue with college football now is you got to pay your guys and make sure they don't go. So Jeremiah Smith apparently has an offer of over $4.5 million, and
from Ohio State or
Carnell
somewhere else?
Tate has offers to enter the portal. Like, these guys, they're trying to pluck guys away from Ohio State for $4.5 million. And I love that guy, Ohio Tate from Barstool.
Yep.
He retweeted it. He goes, Jeremiah Smith getting offered more than Puka Nacua's 4-year NFL contract.
I mean, but
it's crazy, but it's true. Like, if it makes so much sense if you're really good, but maybe not a first round pick. So, like, if you're a fifth round pick or whatever, like Puka Nacua, that first contract, it's not really a ton in base money at all.
No.
So if you can stay in school for one more year and make $5 million, or like what's Carson Beck gonna make at Miami? Like 10?
I thought it was 4.
Oh, is it only 4?
Quinn Ewers was offered 8 to leave Texas.
That's
like
wild.
Creepers.
And he's going to the NFL, right? At last check.
He is.
Yeah, he is.
So
like, he hopes to.
It's so stupid. Jeremiah Smith can't go to the NFL. Number one. I mean that's a stupid thing.
Yeah. Right.
Like freshman can't go to the NFL. So he's got. Did he redshirt or was he right out of high school? He might have 2 more years of college.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, if I were him, I'd probably take the $4 million and go somewhere else. You already did everything you could at Ohio State. You're stuck in college for 2 more years.
Wouldn't you just keep hopping around and taking $5 million, and then go pro?
Unless you want to sue the NCAA like Maurice Claret.
That doesn't work.
I don't think so either. Yeah. So, yeah, I would take the money and bounce around since I'm stuck in college, yes. Yeah.
None of you seem to understand. I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with Grab Bag.
Boston Bruins off one of their best performances of the year last night. They'll be back in action tomorrow against the Colorado Avalanche. See if they can win back-to-back games.
Brad Marchand's future team.
Oh, perhaps.
I thought Milbury said that. Maybe I've heard that
elsewhere.
Wouldn't
be the first Bruins captain to end his career in Colorado.
Good point, Keith. Yeah. But yeah, maybe a team contending for a cup could use a guy like Marchand.
It's possible.
That'll be good.
All right.
Grab bag.
Celtics will be in action, wrapping up their four-game road trip against the Dallas Mavericks. A rematch of last year's NBA Finals. As bad as last night's game was, and it will remain, we're not going to polish it up, but they could at least go 3-1 on the road trip, which would be something.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it, Keith. It's just a bad month. So I'm not even worried about whether they win or lose.
They didn't have any bad months a year ago, but...
I'm not even worried about it. It's just they're
You're
a little bored
about it.
No, if they lose, they're bored. And if they win the championship back on, I'm not worried about it. You've been hit by
a smooth grab bag.
All right, we are 5 episodes into the TV show The Traitors. This is a show that you and I both watch.
I didn't know this was in the grab bag.
Hell yeah, it is. The Traitors is great television. If you like reality TV at all, it is excellent. It is a murder mystery. We're trying to get Nick on it.
Well, we're trying to get Nick on it. I was selling.
Oh, I love a good whodunit. So
I was selling Twitch Mitch on it today. Twitch Mitch loves reality TV.
Oh, he does? Well, then this is right in his wheelhouse.
Big reality TV guy.
It's just a bunch of reality, quote unquote, stars. I don't know most of them, but you learn to love and hate them right away. That's the beauty of them. You throw them in there. You have Alan Cumming as the host, who you can't get any better than Alan Cumming.
No, he's great.
He hosts the hell out of that show. They live in a castle. They're fake killing people. It's a fun show, and it's good intensity. There's a local flair to it, too. Boston Rob.
Yes.
Boston Rob from the Survivor show.
If you're a Survivor fan, Boston Rob is on it.
Yep.
If you're a Challenge fan, you got Wes. If you're a Big Brother fan, you got Derek. All-time great Big Brother player.
I think, is it Anthony? One of the guys?
Another guy from Survivor,
guy.
Correct?
And Massachusetts guy, I believe.
He's from Mass.
I think so.
Didn't realize that. Yeah. So I'm not a Survivor guy. Out of all the reality TV shows I watch, I don't watch that one. But Traitors is... spectacular. You and I both skipped season one, right?
Yes.
You didn't watch season one.
No.
I watched season two a year ago, which
awesome.
I liked. I feel like this cast and this season is much stronger than last year.
Yep, I agree.
So I love that. Great show.
It's terrific.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab bag.
Also, speaking of TV, the second episode of Severance is out, and we're going to call a hot route on the hashtag Dork Podcast. So we do 2 episodes every week. We record them back-to-back on Monday nights. And then we release them during the week. And so for the rest of the season of Severance, we're going to do a Severance episode recap.
How many episodes? 10?
It's going to be 10.
Okay.
Tonight, or the second one came out late last night. So we're 2 in.
How often do you guys pull that card where you're doing episode? You were doing it with the Penguin?
4 times.
You're doing Penguin, right?
So the Penguin, House of the Dragon, Game of Thrones, final 2 seasons, and The Last of Us, another HBO show. This one probably doesn't have the audience, but it really leads to so many questions of what's going on that if you wait till the end of the year, I think you'd miss all these different things. Like,
you're
there's
gonna miss
so many
a lot of
Reddit lines. Pages on this show and all these different theories that you could have. So starting Monday, 8:45, we'll be recapping Severance. So for those of you watching that show, highly recommend you check that out.
Nice.
Bolsa de Mano.
All right, let's check out the top NBA performers from last night, shall we? None of them were Boston Celtics. Nikola Jokic. Maybe just stop right here.
That's
35 points, 22 rebounds, and 17 assists in their win over the Kings. Jalen Williams went for 33, 4, and 7. Damian Lillard, throwback night for Lillard, 29, 9, and 11. Not bad.
Oh, good.
Victor Wembanyama playing in Paris had 30 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists as his Spurs beat the Pacers 140 to 110. Dyson Daniels, 22, 8, and 5.
What's the 5? Assists or steals?
Assists.
Oh, that guy's a steals machine.
He's a steals.
No, it's Jokic. I feel it's the second time. I think I picked like SGA, Jokic. Like, we've been picking big names lately.
No, Jokic is going to.
Which I don't love, but that is a monster line. I would give LeBron an honorary title.
Dunking.
For tomahawking on Kristaps Porzingis. I think I saw him run out of the building. I think I saw him run clean out of the building and hide. Outside behind parked cars while LeBron was driving down the lane. Yeah.
That was one that I think it's going to be hard to live down.
Yeah, especially, and who pointed this out? Brian, Nick?
Yeah.
Especially when you got the first night of the back-to-back off, and then you show up the second night, guys are playing on the second night of a back-to-back, you're getting smoked and you run and hide like that, that's a tough one.
What do you think of Bronny James' performance? He was minus 2.
That's it?
Took a shot.
Was he a club trillion besides that?
No.
Oh, you said he took
one.
A shot.
No,
nice.
I took a shot, so
nice.
It's not club trillion. And it was 4 minutes.
Good. It's a good solid 4 minutes.
He's out there doing the best he can.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. Instead of a
grab bag.
Which is what I am.
Oh, let's get to this.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, gentlemen, here we go. We have a first baseman today who was a lefty stick. Also, throw it with the left.
Okay.
Ideal first baseman, good reach, the right glove on the right hand. He can really stretch across the diamond.
Yeah, helps really double play for sure.
Oh, yeah, you can reach all the way over to third base if you need him to.
Yeah, you're 6'4", you're 5'4", you're 4'6".
Listed 6'2", 185 pounds. Seems thin.
Movon's out.
One-time All-Star.
Okay.
A one-time All-Star. Played for the Angels, Royals, Padres, Braves.
Angels, Royals, Padres, Braves. Okay.
That's in order of how many games played as well.
Mike Sweeney. No.
No.
Mike Sweeney? No.
No, not Mike Sweeney. A one-time All-Star.
Uh-huh.
This poor guy was an All-Star his rookie year and then never was an All-Star again.
Rookie year with the Angels?
With the Angels.
What year?
1986. His last year in the majors was 2001.
Where's Billy?
Yeah, Billy would hit this one. This is a little too old a guy for Nick.
I want to say this isn't right. JT Snow?
Nope. That guy could pick it. He also played for the Red Sox.
Didn't JT Snow play second base?
No, first base.
JT Snow played first base.
Gold glove
first
base.
JT Snow also played for the Giants for a while. The teams didn't sound right. Give me the teams again. Royals, Angels, who?
Angels, primarily. I close my eyes. I see this man wearing an Angels uniform.
Okay, good. Good.
Royals.
That was a California Angel, probably. Anaheim Angels.
What if I told you he was both?
Wow.
He came back around Anaheim, but originally, like, the old Halo uniform, this guy. He's the face of it. California Angels, Kansas City Royals, San Diego Padres, Atlanta Braves, 86 to 01.
Okay.
Lefty stick, most dongs in a season.
Only a first baseman or did he play some outfield?
No, first base.
Not Garrett Anderson.
No. 34 tater tots 1 year.
Nice.
He's not going to steal you a bag. 289 career hitter. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Nope.
He finished second in the Rookie of the Year in 1986, eighth in the MVP.
So he came in hot.
Real hot.
Second Rookie of the Year,
yeah.
All-Star game, MVP votes.
He lost the Rookie of the Year to Jose Canseco, who maybe he'd like to have that one back.
Maybe.
If they were testing like they should have been, then maybe you wouldn't have won it.
I don't have it. There's no Billy today. Nick, you got any guesses? Do you see it anywhere?
Text line definitely has it.
E from Brockton has it, and he's usually right.
Yeah, text line and Twitch does have it.
E from Brockton?
Yeah.
It's Wally Joyner?
He got it!
Wally Joyner!
I remember that name. I never would have got that.
I think I had a bunch of Wally Joyner cards growing up. I thought he was a better player than he was.
Darren Erstad, that's another one who eventually played some first base. Darren Erstad, good guess.
Yep, lefty outfielder.
Yep.
Yeah, not bad.
Text line also guessed JT Snow. Wally Joyner was on there.
Yeah.
Darren Erstad. Doug Descends? Is that his name?
Doug Descends?
Is that his name?
I have no idea. Oh, speaking of.
Descensei? How did you say? I remember that name.
Speaking of tricky words, that'll actually segue nicely into our clip du jour coming up. I'm all ears on this.
Okay, good. Yeah,
I got to hear this again.
Look, we don't want to downsell the other
it's
clip
du jours.
It's
always good.
It's always you guys out there worth listening to.
This is must
Keith listen. And I legitimately need to re-listen to it because I don't think we quite understood what happened the first go around. So we'll check on the WEEI afternoons. Hart, Fitzy, Ted Johnson, stay tuned for it, and we'll get to the clip du jour next.
All right, time now for the clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, you ready for that?
Sounds wonderful. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, it was a caller, as we were talking a lot of Celtics, another tough loss for him last night. And he was trying to explain to us how long he has been a fan of the Celtics. And then he threw a word at me that I wasn't really prepared for. I assume he used it right, and I didn't know what it was, but I was kind of hung up on it for a little bit.
I was sidetracked in real time.
You were looking up something else.
There were a lot of Marv Levy jokes flying around at that point in time, and so I was a little sidetracked, so I wasn't listening super close. So let me listen again. Let's hear it back.
Let's hear it.
Mike G hanging out in Jacksonville.
All right, Mike G.
What's up, Mikey G?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great show. First time caller with you guys. I used to call in on the other show periodically, but great show.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, the Celtics, right? I've been following these guys since – the latter part, real latter part, but probably the last year of Bill Russell's career. So it just gives you some bona fides as far as how long I've been following the team.
Did you say bona fides?
I was a little sidetracked by all the...
I used it right. I don't know so much.
I was sidetracked by all the Marv Levy feedback on Twitch.
He's 99 honest. Years old.
I agree with him.
What a legend.
Yeah.
99?
And I think Mike...
Do you even want to be 99? Not to go down this whole road.
Mike G in Jacksonville goes back to Bill Russell's final year. It's,
holy that, crap.
That he might be 99.
Just to give you a little bona fides. What does that even, what does that mean,
not
Nick?
Sure. I'm not sure.
I don't
sure.
know. I didn't dump it, so hopefully it's not too bad.
Bona fides. A dump. Person's honesty and sincerity of intention?
Bona fides.
Bona fides is what a lot of people were telling us. But he said it very confidently, and I'm like, is that a joke? And like, maybe it's a movie or a show that I didn't see. But just to give you a little bona fides, yeah. What was that?
I said,
and it, I actually kind of love it.
I said it sounded like a Greek god, bona fides.
It does sound like bona fides.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think the first time you said bona fides, bona fides.
Bona fides is what the man
no,
said.
No, that's what he said.
Yeah, but it's bona fides.
And we think. I mean, we actually don't know. That's what we
wouldn't
think.
Wouldn't you just say, so Andy Hart was an English major, right?
Were you? English major?
Wait, you take a shot at the visor yesterday, then you have a very question mark. Were you?
He's been a writer for like 20 years.
I figured you were like journalism or something. I don't know. English major.
I have a degree in English from Tufts University.
That sounds...
I'll just give you some bona fides.
More impressive than I thought. Did you learn that word?
What is bona fides?
Yeah, what
is that a word?
Yeah.
I think it's bona fides.
Bona fides. But would you say like, hey, just to give you a little bona fides about myself?
No, I wouldn't.
That's not how you use
it. Bona fides.
Sounds French the way he says it.
I don't know what the hell are you saying?
I think you learned that. That was part one of the classics, bona fides.
I also don't have a great vocabulary, to be honest, as an English major.
Yeah, it's a fraud.
Stopped reading quite a while
ago. English major.
Yeah, English major.
I didn't know that.
There's so many things you can do with being an English major.
It's really a varied pursuit. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Teach. Do radio.
Yep. Turns out.
Sure, there's others.
Everything in between.
All sorts of stuff. Yeah, no, that's true. Okay. Well, what do you guys have coming up today?
So we obviously there'll be a lot of NFL championship weekend talk. I'm interested to see who people are rooting for, but also slash predicting will win. Tom Curran yesterday with us. Over the top confident that Commanders will win and Bills will win by blowout.
I think it's going to be the other way.
That's what I said. Games. I think you're going to be dead wrong, but whatever.
Yeah, no, I love it.
He said it with conviction.
Oh, nice. Good for him.
So we have that. We have Mike Giardi for his usual Friday hit around 4:30.
Very good.
Fitzy will be here alongside me with Ted Johnson. We're going to get into who has more to gain and lose, which I think is an interesting question. Because on the surface, you might say one team with an older quarterback and coach.
All right.
But I think you can very much argue that there is a potentially better answer. So who are you guys rooting for?
I'm rooting for Bills and Commanders.
Buffalo Commanders.
I'm rooting for them.
I'm rooting for Curran to be right, yeah.
Financially, okay. I would say Chiefs-Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm starting to buy into Barkley's having a special season.
Yeah.
And I know that's weird.
The Cooper Cup of running back.
The quarterback.
He is having a good year.
You're right. It's usually a quarterback, then maybe a wide receiver.
But could he carry him all the way there?
Like a Terrell Davis? Could this be historic? People, you remember when Saquon carried them to the title kind of thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I hope so.
Pretty great timing for one Ted Johnson. So not only did he play with Mike Vrabel, the new Patriots coach, he also played for the new Raiders coach, Pete Carroll.
Absolutely. And the UNC coach.
And also, if you guys want to talk Tar Heel football, he played for him as well.
Who open up but on he played Labor Day night.
Pete Carroll's whole run here in New England, Ted was on the team.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
How about that?
We got some ties.
You got some ties.
We'll be doing some. We might even do a flashback Friday. Ted has some things he wants to talk about in the verdict. I don't know if you guys have followed Mad Dog's three-part series about Brady versus Belichick.
Oh, yes.
Ted Johnson is in it.
Oh, very good.
So we may get into that a little bit. So, yeah, a lot on the table.
I'm aware that that's airing. I hadn't seen
episode
that.
One was this week, and Ted
they
Johnson
needed three episodes to solve Brady versus Belichick. I could do it in 5 seconds. Brady.
I'd go Belichick. Tune in for more.
What a tease.
I'm in.
It's the crossover.
It's my bona fides.
With WEEI Afternoons. It's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. It's here. The prime rib dinner back at the 9. 16 ounces slow roasted USDA prime choice rib, or prime rib rather, served with your choice of two sides. Available every Friday after 4 p.m. and all day Saturday and Sunday. You gotta love the 9. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy the games on Sunday. We'll talk to you Monday at 10 here on WEEI.